But along with the SS officers, with the techniques of special intelligence, scientists were also brought in, and some of those scientists no doubt became the pillars of the American NASA space program, which is an overt public program. But at the same time, some of those scientists were transferred to a covert program, such as in location in Nevada and other locations. So we have two different types of space program that I know of. The one that's for the public, which has been using the hydrogen liquid system for more than 30 years with no development. But on the other hand, in the Nevada and other covert programs, they have apparently overcome a lot of these things. They don't have to rely on hydrogen liquid system. They have come up with some amazing propulsion systems to be able to get out of the atmosphere without using the rocketry system. So these are all things that are now known to many researchers and rapidly getting out. And I want to make the best use of the so-called internet program while we have time. The internet program, I believe, is definitely designed in the future to control the masses or to affect the masses somehow. In fact, it could be misused to their advantage. But while we have time, we must make, those of who are available to that, must make the best use to use whatever means possible to bring out the information. And that's why I have nothing against the internet per se for right now, because while we have time, we must get the message out in whichever way possible. Number two is this. Before I pass microphone or the opportunity, I'd like to say another thing which really made me feel like the community such as right here is right on the ball is because of this. This is the first publication that I came across that brought out the so-called Khazarian conspiracy. This is the first publication, and in the beginning I didn't understand it, but I came to understand it very much because about 2 or 3 years ago, I befriended an author in Japan by the name of Masami Uno, who was 30 years ago, Mr. Masami Uno was a very, very fervent, fundamentalistic Christian preacher. And he was a very pro-Israel, Bible-oriented, fundamentalistic preacher. And he visited Israel many times. But since he began to visit Israel every year, this was about 25 years ago, he began to notice that there is a discrepancy in the Israeli society. And the more he visited Israel, the more he began to realize that something is wrong there. And that's when he began to realize that there is a two-tiered society. And then he began to write books on the Ashkenazi and Sephardics and, you know, the entire situation in Israel. And as soon as he wrote books on that, he became banned in Israel, and he cannot go to Israel anymore. And, of course, people ran him as being anti-Semite, which he's not. Because an anti-Semite, as you know, if you're an anti-Semite, you're against the Arabs and you know, Egyptian and every, you know, these are a misconstruction of terminology. So anyway, he's branded an anti-Semite, anti-Semitic author in the U.S. But in Japan, somehow, the Japanese business people like that kind of books because it affects the business. They're interested in business. So Mr. Uno wrote many best-selling books in Japan. For the past 10-15 years, he has written books that expose the world Khazarian conspiracy. And his books has been selling like hotcakes in Japan, even right now. And the Japanese business people buy those books because they're interested in business and so on, and they're interested in, you know, they believe that, in fact, a lot of the people, business people in Japan believe that Japan is being slowly, you know, taken by World Khazarian conspiracy, and so they're naturally they're interested. So in Japan, he is very popular, but his name is a taboo in the U.S. because in the U.S. it seems like everything is definitely controlled by, you know, part of the Khazarian Zionists. So in fact, Mr. Uno is just like myself. I became to be a tremendous. I believe in anti-Zionism because Zionism is just like racism. And anyway, I came to appreciate, and I came to realize how true this was. This Contact magazine was one of the first to really disseminate this truth to the people, and that's why one of the appreciation right here, is, you know, points that I'm here is that I came to realize that they have been saying these things a long time ago. And this Mr. Masami Uno just came to the States in May, I believe, this year, and I took him to Washington, D.C., to, and by the way, he has many friends in Washington, D.C. who are against the Eastern establishment. So Mr. Masami Uno is a great friend of Victor Marchetti, who used to be with CIA and who got out of CIA because he saw a lot of things wrong about CIA, and he joined this Spotlight newspaper. And then later on, he came out of Spotlight newspaper to start his own research and so on. But through Mr. Uno Masami, I myself came into contact with Victor Marchetti. And so anyway, Victor Marchetti introduced us to a lot of people in Washington that are against the big the establishment, Eastern establishment. And so I believe that this is going to be a tremendous opportunity if I can bring Mr. Masami Uno right here, if possible, in the very, very near future, because he can be, I believe he is a very, very influential person in Japan. And he is an anti-Zionist Christian, and he is an anti-Zionist, very influential, and, you know, and he knows a lot of people, and in fact, he's giving this message throughout Japan. He's a consultant, business consultant, and he gives lectures to business groups in Japan and tells them the trends that are coming and what to invest in, which things are good in investment. And so he's in much demand throughout Japan. And what a wonderful opportunity it would be for a person like that to possibly be associated, even if it's indirect, with this community and exchange information and somehow work towards the same similar goals. And meanwhile, I'll do my part in going out to the community as I've been, regardless. I could go into sneak into a New Age conference or sneak into this and that and yet have the opportunity to bring about the what's important. Because it says that you know, we have to know the enemy, and if we don't know the enemy, we'll be defeated. And it says also that, you know, the people perish with lack of knowledge, and we can't be afraid to go inside other territories and bring about the message regardless. So with this, I really like to express the my appreciation and thank you very much for this.
Well, we accept that. Do you want the truth, Norio, or do you want me to dance? You precious people. You see, you grasp a little bit. Let us say, the grass. You can peek up through the earth and you can see the grass and it looks almost like a forest to you. And then you can rise a little bit higher and oh my goodness, there are other things. There are trees. But I am little, I dare not, like the ant, to go out And let's see if I can bring all of my visible brothers with me. Maybe I will feel brave enough to go creep through this grass and camouflage myself. When we went into intensive communication a few years back, let's just go back 10 years. And that's where most of you will find you began to really blink your eyes awake. Before that was very interesting, very fascinating to think about. But you're going through a time period in your earth evolution that, and your youth, if you will, where everything and nothing is exciting. You're going to live forever. Spiritually, you can't really grasp it because nothing around you is seeming to be realistically positive in its approach to God. And then ones come along and they talk about God and Christ and Jesus Christ and Buddha and whatever is the going thing of the day that captures the majority of the people, or some will negate that because I'm not going to be a part of this run-of-the-mill religious doctrine where you get stamped. And if you're born again and the Jesus movement and all of this, these are experiencing trends. You're going to go try them. Now, why would it be these particular age groups or these particular parties that end up in this town saying almost verbatim things? And it always, with these that are coming to you now, they've tried, they've looked, they've experienced, and they move right back to it's God. It's God. So you have Japanese, you have English, you have a Greek. This is just in the week. And their voices are expressing the same thing. Well, I can give you a little hint about the Greek. The Greek isn't, number one. He's Greek, all right. And what you are experiencing is Greek man with a lot of experience. But that is not what he is. He is the master sent in a Greek disguise because we had to make connections. And sometimes you have to get through the speaker. And you always express mentally what you expect. And God will rarely send you what you expect. And the reason he won't is because you do expect it. And your testing comes, will you hear it? Will you see it? Will you recognize it for what it is? Now, we're going to talk just briefly, for Noriel's benefit, about what we will call the bonus contract. You have a copy of that. Eustace Mullins has some very high-level Japanese contacts. As remarkable as it seems, these banks can still deceive you. Just yesterday, in talking with a young man who works for Union Bank, says Union Bank is merging with something else, and the whatever it else is doesn't matter. But both of these are owned by two Japanese banks. You see, you don't know what's going on. Now, are these part of the New World Order banks? Are these the Khazarian banks? Are these the Bankster banks? Or are these the opposite? It doesn't matter. Don't get distracted about it. You must create out of this chaos or this chaotic jumble the way. God has allowed you the way, but you have to create proof, you have to create the existence, and then you have to use it. And what God is trying to show you, people, is that it is not the United States, it is not some islands called Japan, it is not a place called South Africa, it is not a place even called Great Britain or Canada or Greece. It is a world. It is a world. And granted, you can turn around one part of the world and you've made a step. And Terry would tell you, his name is Economides, by the way. And I'm telling you that now so that when you have reference to it later. His job is to work through the Greek connection to be able to help Lemberis get the conduit and the hub, the handling facility, facilitated. That will be Hellenic Express. Hellenic Express International will be the American branch that can work through Las Vegas, Nevada, as a corporation without having to handle those massive sums of money under the nose of the Federal Reserve. The Greek government, through that conduit, they will try to get at you, or at least at that organization. But it isn't going to work. Mr. Latsis has already made a deal with George Bush, and he's mafia. But, and they've already killed Papandreou. Well, they don't want any more of these crooks in their government. So Terry knows and has the backup troops, if you will, troop, and I'm not talking about armed insurrection. They just plan to simply replace the king. That was a good form of government. Not that kings are a good form of government, but that one was a pretty good form of government and got displaced by the New World Order, basically. And there, but for the grace of God, go all of you. You see, it doesn't matter what you have. A socialistic, fascist tidal wave is trying to take the world. And basically already has done so. So you can't just wheel it around on a shoestring. We know that. That's why you had to have something so large that the New World Order felt it was their super fund for the full benefit of taking the world. And they've stashed the gold backing here and there and everywhere. But if the Federal Reserve starts to fall in the World Bank and all you've got to do in the United States, for instance, is to repudiate that debt and just announce it paid, because there is enough in the bonus contract to cover all of the United States indebtedness. You see, they went completely berserk. You know, I feel a little like David Icke. We went completely berserk. And there was no end to the amount of debt. Well, Japan came along and said, I'm not going to take any more of your debt, Buster, because you are really, really over the line. Oh, well, we'll get you, USOB. We'll fix you. We'll destroy your economy. And so it gets tit for tat, and you can't even begin any longer to tell one player from another. So if you get focused on one little thing, one little detail of trying to figure this out or this little mechanism, you miss the whole of it. They're going to say, oh, well, the United States is bankrupt. And it's been bankrupt since 1932, 33, somewhere in there. And then the Federal Reserve did this and that. And now the Federal Reserve's not going to take any more debt. They can't do that constitutionally. And you know that nothing is being done constitutionally. So you can preach until hell freezes. And nothing is constitutional. So what else is new? So what do you have to do? You have to block them everywhere they have made a little inroad for themselves. The Federal Reserve took on the United States debt and monetary system and therefore is responsible for any outstanding debts regardless of what it says, because it did assume that and did start printing what is accepted as U.S. money. It is nothing except that the U.S. government does print it for them. So they don't have any expense. They give you illusionary money, you borrow it, and you pay interest, and if you don't borrow it, you get it from your labors, and then you pay taxes, which is higher interest. They haven't had to do a thing. Nothing. You even pay for the printing of this worthless garbage. Now, Wouldn't you say that you're going to have to reverse absolutely everything that I've just said to stop this? And how are you going to do it? You have to have their backing. That which they use for their backing. They went too far. They murdered, they killed, they did all this stuff over this bonus contract. They created, they took an old certificate, and they created it to fit their needs. This was Mr. George Bush's super fund. Remember? Everybody remember Mr. George Bush's super fund. That was before then Mr. George Bush started talking New World Order publicly, and it was also right after he realized, boo, that he stopped talking about that. This is the same George Bush who doesn't believe he wants to do business yet. I told him that he did, but he didn't think he needed to. He's really giving that a second thought, but now we don't want him, do we? So as this goes out a little farther, the New World Order players began to respond. Now there's something you don't know, or maybe some of you in this room do. We got all sorts of Treasury Department people on telephone now. $250 million will pay you to get rid of that thing. But they want the whole thing. Oh, well, you didn't want to bite on that, then okay, Interpol's going to take all of you out, you know, and incarcerate you and do all these things, but we're going to give it a year. Well, then when that didn't go, well, we're not going to wait. We're just going to start doing that. And when that didn't work, then comes somebody on the phone to Rick and says, I'm Mr. Monk with the Treasury Department, and you know, Mr. Martin, we really don't just hand out money like this. And Rick said, oh, well, I think you better think about it. $40 billion is quite a lot of money, Mr. Martin. And Mr. Martin says, well, Mr. Monk, I think you better talk to the owner of that contract. So Mr. Monk goes and talks to Granny, and she tells him where to shove it, you know. But she also found that Mr. Monk took the same oath to the Constitution that she took when she worked for personally in the security service of John Kennedy. That's what she did. She was in the protective secret service for John Kennedy. And, well, yes, maybe he could be gracious to her at least. And so she was gracious, really, obviously, working at it, being gracious to him. And then sent him a few things out of the Magna Carta and the Roosevelt Papers and so forth, which, as far as I'm concerned, don't mean anything, but if they help create that basis that's for these certificates, that's fine. Now, I say to Noria, you don't have any problem with a day job if you've got a couple of $1 billion. And I think that there are ones in Japan who would just like to honor some of these contracts. You see, we're not interested in the big contracts. We're just interested in these little $10 billion contracts, of which we've got five. And if that's too much to handle, we've got five $4 million contracts. But that's not the point. That gives you working money to do the things you need to do. That gives Vena Durham the amount of money she needs because she's going to split her half, hers, 50-50. She will get $2.5 billion. Hellenic Express International, which is us, get $2.5 billion, and then there are some points built in there for getting this done, which will amount to $200 million out of each contract. So let's just assume we will have enough out of one to do what we need to do. Out of five, we've got more than we need to do the industrial base, get Norio out on the road, Terry out on the road, all of these who have heard their call. He's already on. He's on his way. And yet, you see, it has to come to the point with Norio Hayakawa where he hears God say, son, you've got to consider now moving out here and cutting the string You're going to have to go. And yet we're not quite ready, but you can help us get ready. You can create that subsistence, and he can, that he needs to get out there and tell the story. And when he doesn't have enough story, I do. And Norma doesn't want to go out there on that road. You don't need the complication of unseen energy forms, because you've got enough now that are disattached that they don't come into the same bombarding principle of someone trying to get rid of you. This Reverend Grabb, G-R-A-B-B-E, who just said, you know, who hits the internet, hits his paper, everything about this place here being the CIA operative, and the CIA is taking over part of this program and part of that program. The man obviously knows zip. And other things that he writes that seem pretty good, pretty thought-provoking. Do you see, people, that when you write one article and you bother to take up pages to write it to denounce something that you don't know anything about, and then you come out with this flash, it negates the validity of everything else the man writes. I don't know about you, I would not believe 10 things that the man speaks. Because if he doesn't research better than he did on this place, he doesn't have any of those other facts right either. And so you get terrified of the earth toppling off the edge over here on the West Coast because of the man. Well, you're going to have to begin to be more discerning than that. And when these particular authors come out and they obviously mislead, misinform, and are ignorant of their subject. You see, Norio will tell you, I don't know any more than this. But this man comes on like the authority. And when he talks about the Zionists, etc., I believe that it is absolutely true. If you can take only one other paper than Contact, take Spotlight. They come at it from a different aspect and attitude of just good, ongoing information. Will some of it be wrong? Of course, because you have a multitude of writers. And you're going to have infiltrators. But basically what you're going to have is a lot of information.